This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs, and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving, thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our brand new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Totally redesigned. A lot of interesting things over there, and it's still being worked on as we speak. I'm adding different things every day. So there you go. Now, joining us right now to lead things off, it's the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to nominate someone for the Academy Award for acting. You ready?
Yes.
I believe Michelle Obama deserves an Academy Award for her acting performance last night, night number one of the Democratic National Convention. I believe she did a great job. She may have come across as being so sincere and so honest, and I got tears in my eyes, this, that, and the other, but she's the biggest phony that ever lived.
Well, it was an interesting sort of way that that they approached her speech. You know, these speeches aren't speeches where you say a couple of lines and get a big applause, and say a couple of lines and get a big applause, and that kind of thing. This is it's much more personal in that regard, because they're not in a big room with a lot of people. So it does play very, very different. But she went down this road, Captain, of, you know, Donald Trump just can't handle the job, basically. He's just not the right president for us, and he's dividing us, and all these things. And I'm sitting there going, have you been watching the same last 3.5 years that we all the rest of us have?
Well, let me tell you something. She made a comment about Donald Trump only wants certain people to be here, and that's not what we're about. And she was talking about the illegals, okay? If you come here illegally, yes, I just banged the table. If you come here illegally, you don't get to stay.
Well, right. Well, let's take it a step further. There's all kinds of stuff going on all around us that are completely illegal.
Yep.
Looting and attacking people.
Did you hear them talking about that?
No, well, of course not.
Burning down the minority sections in the black cities, in the black districts in the Democratic-controlled cities. Did anybody say anything about that?
Well, of course not, because somehow, if they did, it would be all Trump's fault. But again, they're not about having anything to do, evidently. They've thrown in with the lawless notion of we're going to have chaos.
But I did hear this. She talked about the 3 million popular vote that Hillary had won by back in 2016. And it was just, if they had just had two votes per precinct around the country, just two votes, it would have been a totally different story. Hillary would have been the president. And then she talked about the polling. And the reason part of it was because the polling places were closed and voter rolls were purged. Well, who in the hell did that? It wasn't Donald Trump. It was Barack Obama.
Well, sure. And of course, see, this is how this sort of narrative goes. Well, you know, if only the two votes per precinct and all that. In other words, this really should never have happened. And, you know, this really calls into question the real legitimacy of the America we've, you know, that when America voted in 2016. And on it goes. And, you know, also, Captain, I kind of saw it as a veiled sort of jab at the idea that we have an electoral college,
that's
you know,
part of it.
It's not just a big popular vote.
She mentioned a popular vote, and she did that for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Because, you see, they understand that the way to power is through eliminating these checks on power, so that there isn't a tyranny of the majority that begins to come up, because they think that would all be on their side, so they're fine with it.
Now, it was also brought up about the United States Post Office and how there's some shenanigans going on there, and they need to have money to keep going. I will repeat what I said last night, because I double-checked and triple-checked it again today. The post office is completely funded, okay, until next October. Now, unfortunately, the post office is $20 billion in the hole because they overspent what they had to begin with.
Well, sure, exactly. But this is another attempt. Remember, you had the Russians did it. Okay, now we're going to have impeachment because of of Ukraine. Then we're going to do this. Now here comes Trump. He's botched all the COVID stuff. But now he's trying to ruin the post office so he wins the election. I mean, they must sit around a conference table or something, and they come up with, we'll try this. If that doesn't work, then we'll try that. If that doesn't work, then we'll... And they keep escalating it. But you know what, Captain? I think the American people, they've been watching this movie that the Democrats have been making, and they don't like it anymore.
Well, one of the things they have to do, because we're coming up on a break, and I'll make this real quick, is the Postal Workers Union. The post office has to make a contribution, a dollar contribution every quarter into the pension fund for the postal workers, whether they have the money or not. But that money has to be put in there to honor the contract they have with the union. All right, folks, Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more. And that's one of the reasons they're in the hole all the time. Gee whiz. Do a little research, folks. You'll find out what I found out. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You bet you are. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the owners of Relief Factor. And yep, that's the product I've been taking. And oh, by the way, a friend of mine was having some problems, and I gave her 4 packets of Relief Factor. And I said, here, take one right now and wait about 10, 12 hours and take another one. And then if you don't need to have it after that, let me know. And I'll be doggone if she took it. Her problem was gone 12 hours later. Gone, gone, gone. So it works. Works for me. Work for her. Work for you, too. All you got to do is try it. And all it's going to cost you is $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Now, it's an all-natural, drug-free product. And by the way, it supports a healthy response to the inflammation, decreases discomfort, and goes right straight to the source of the pain. It'll support healthy joints and muscles, too. And all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 3-week quick start. $19.95 is what it costs. ReliefFactor.com/captain. If you want to call them, you can do that too. 800-500-8384. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we're going to go to the phone lines. We've got Mike in Clearwater on the line. Yes, sir, Mr. Mike, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor. A few things. First of all, I was appalled. The National Association of Letter Carriers has put their endorsement behind Biden. I don't know how, in your right mind, you could do something like that, considering the shape of, you know, of the shape of how the post office is. Second of all, they're so eager that they wanted to ruin Trump. Oh, let's investigate him for the call he had with the president of Ukraine and collusion. And all. Why don't they investigate Hunter Biden? Why don't they investigate the fact that he went over there and sat on the board of that gas company? You know, last I checked, he doesn't have a background in energy. He has no, schooling when it comes to matters of that. But yet he sat on that board and made gobs of money. But yet you don't hear a thing about it. I'm just wondering what you all think about that, because there's something not right there.
Well, I got an answer for you, Mike, so thank you for the call, and I'm going to give it to you. All right, Kyle, when did we talk about the Ukraine last? Was it a week or so ago?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Did we not talk about it because guess who has got a big, full-scale criminal investigation of the whole deal going on and has named a certain presidential candidate a possible criminal suspect?
Right.
Was it that Joe Biden?
Yep, of course.
And was it the other person, Hunter Biden?
Yep.
And Ukraine has got that case open because, again, there was a whole bunch of corruption going on over there, so they opened the thing back up again, and there you go.
Well, exactly. And, of course, that is going to percolate.
Yeah.
But the problem is in the mainstream media, of course, they're on the side of Biden. And so they will try to, they will really.
Well, they're not telling anybody, but when we got the story, we told everybody.
That's right.
So about a week ago, we told everybody what was going on over in Ukraine. Said, hey, man, this could be the first time somebody runs for president and winds up getting indicted in a foreign country in absentia. But anyway, let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Is this Ian?
Yeah, I got two quick comments. Read the post office. The post office for the last 55, 60 years has been a political thing. To get a postal job used to be a great job. You got to be connected, minority set aside, or you're in with a political machine. So this is not surprising that the post office rank and file went with the Democrats. They're controlled by the postal unions, which are corrupt and crooked and owned by the Democrats. So this play is not surprising. But really, if you're looking at what I really called about is these riots, these so-called peaceful protests that have been going on since May. To me, the more and more I look at this, this is just a gigantic exercise in voter intimidation. The Democrats basically got butt kissed. They're nothing but a bunch of stupid tin pot communist wannabes. And they're basically saying to the American people, look, if you don't vote for us, we're going to keep on a beating and a rioting and a burning and a raping and a looping and a murdering and on and on and on. This is a gigantic voter intimidation thing. That's all this is. They got butt kissed, so they're trying to tell everybody, hey, look, you vote for us and we'll turn it off.
Yep.
That's what they're saying. What kind of country is this that we live in that this is allowed to go on, that we allow this criminal enterprise, a.k.a. the Democrat Party, to live?
Yep.
Thanks for taking
Thank
my
you.
Call.
All right, and there's a way that we have to solve that. And, you know, we heard Michelle say, let's see, we need to vote in numbers that cannot be denied. That's what she said, right, Kyle?
That's right.
Well, guess what? We need to do the same thing. We need to get out there and finally, once and for all, squash these people. All right, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good evening, Captain. Yeah, this is Mel. I'm sorry for this.
Hi, Mel. How are you?
Not too bad. Yeah, as far as Michael Obama, you know, that friend, whatever the case is, he's not worth the power to blow him away with. But anyway, as far as going back to Joe Biden with that charisma, this is like coming from the horse's mouth. He said, if you don't fire that prosecutor, I'm leaving here in 6 hours.
Yeah, and he was taking the aid away from him, too.
And he threw Obama under the bus, too, because the guy says, well, who are you? You're not the president.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, and Biden goes, well, call. But that throws Obama under the bus, too. He knew what was going on.
Yep.
As far as Joe Biden and his kid being prosecuted, yeah. But have you ever heard of this old gangster that used to be down in New York City, in Brooklyn, New York, named Vinny the Chin Gigante? He used to walk around Brooklyn with a bathrobe on, his slippers on, and his pajamas underneath all that, and an applejack on his head, walking around like he was nuts, so that he couldn't get prosecuted. His mental state, they would say, well, you know, he was trying to play the game. Oh, his mental state wouldn't be, he's not fit for prosecution. This is the same thing that Joe Biden's doing with his so-called dementia beer.
Okay.
He's going to Hollywood on this because he knows the papers are coming down. They're going to hit him right in the lap, and he's going to have to face the prosecutor, and he's going to try to play it off. Well, you know, I don't know what you're talking about, this and that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mel.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, and appreciate the call. And that's Mel. Now, he's talking about Biden is putting on an act about the dementia, but as a former firefighter, paramedic, I can tell you that I've seen these signs before, and he's doing a pretty good job of it if he's faking it. And I don't think he's faking it, because there's something else I've noticed. He's a little wobbly from time to time. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
And he's a little frail from time to time. When he reaches to pick up, you know, take his mask off his ear, it's not like I put my hand up there, the mask comes off, boom. With him, it's like he's fumbling around with his fingers trying to get the mask off his ear. And I noticed that the other day, and I went, wow, is he shaking?
Yeah, I think it's a systemic issue, obviously, he's dealing with, and this being manifested in these different ways, and it is very sad. You know, Captain, if I could comment on something that Ian was talking about.
Go ahead.
He was talking about the idea that it's as if the Democrats want you to think, well, just vote for us and we'll turn all this off.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree. That's the message they're giving. But guess what? My personal opinion is if people do vote them in, they're not going to turn it off.
No.
I think it's actually
they're
going to
open the spigot wide open.
Yeah, I mean, so that's the bait and switch. Oh, just, you know, we just want to calm down and we just want to have a pleasant, peaceful nation, and this is all because of Trump. It's all just because of Trump and yada, 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 and we just stop Trump and everything will be fine. But it's exactly bait and switch. So
now,
I'm glad Ian mentioned that.
Now, if I were to tell you the Fidel Castro-loving Soviet Union honeymooning dictator-defending communist comrade was kicking off the first night of the Democratic Convention by giving a speech, who would I be talking about?
Oh, would that be Bernie Sanders?
Yeah. It's a fitting reminder of just exactly how far the party has moved to the left since the days of Barack Obama. On nearly every issue, Joe Biden has bowed down to the left-wing radicals running the Democratic Party. This crap that they're throwing out there, it's a unity. It's all about Americans coming together. Yeah, you know what their unity plan is?
What's that?
It calls for open borders. It calls for ending all deportation. It calls for deadly sanctuary cities. It calls for taxpayer-funded health care. It calls for welfare for illegal aliens, incentivizing illegal alien child smuggling, and a whole bunch more.
Well, you know, Captain, they had lots of unity in the Soviet Union, right? They had lots of unity. That's right. They have lots of unity in the communist government in China.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of unity under any kind of authoritarian communist dictatorship. And Bernie Sanders mentioned the idea that, you know, Trump's taking us towards authoritarianism, words to that effect.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, look in the mirror. You know, this is exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I want everybody to think about this one little statement I'm about to make right now. You like your taxes the way they are now? You got a little bit more money in your pocket? Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, per Bernie Sanders' plan, which the Democrats have agreed to accept, wants to raise taxes on the middle class, and so does Biden, by $4 trillion. Now, taken together, Biden's proposals, and I didn't even get to the rest of it that was in there, is going to cost at least $10 trillion. That's just a little bit of a hint about how much Biden is going to need to take from taxpayers to enact his extreme agenda. And by the way, balance the budget? Hell no. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We need a Congress vote, a House of Representatives, and a Senate that can back our president, President Trump, and get the plans through that will turn our country back into the green machine that it's been.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump continues to trail Democratic challenger Joe Biden nationally, though he is gaining ground. Last month, Trump was down 13 points, and the latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, which was conducted just days after Biden's selection of Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate, is down nationally to 9 points. The former vice president holds double-digit advantages over Trump on the coronavirus, immigration, and race relations. Trump maintains his lead over Biden on the economy, which this poll finds that is a voter's top issue heading into the election. 60% of Biden voters say their support for the former vice president is based more on their feelings against Trump rather than their support for the nominee. By contrast, 74% of Trump voters are completely for the president versus 20% who are against Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And if you want to get a rate and see if you can save some money, like I did 14 years ago, on your car or your truck insurance, your motorcycle, or whatever else it is you're driving, guess what? Just go over to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and put in your zip code, and they'll give you a rate, or they'll give you the name of the agent that you can go sit down and talk to. How about that one? Now, the other thing is, if you have homeowners or renters insurance, you can combine that. You can bundle that with your car insurance and get an even lower rate like I've done on my property. So there you go. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. And always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Just a couple more things about Bernie Sanders before we move on to the economy. Sanders bragged about forcing Biden to move a whole lot to the left on health care. Biden's plan is the first step towards a socialist single-payer system, which would kill private health insurance plans, close rural hospitals around the country, and also give taxpayer-funded health care to illegal aliens.
Yep, that's right. And here it is. This is all out in the open now. This is no longer... Well, you know, unless some of these commentators on some of these different network shows and so forth, you know, they want you to think, well, Biden's more moderate and Kamala Harris is really kind of more moderate and this is sort of the message. But if you heard Bernie Sanders tonight, I mean, he's talking about some kind of revolution or something. It's hard to get a radar fix on him. But you know, Captain, Bernie Sanders knows that the worse that things get, it's actually good for him. If these protests and unrest continue, then he's still got something to sort of preach on. Hey, we're going to reunite everybody, bring everybody together in the socialist utopia. And if Biden wins, well, then things will keep getting worse, and he knows that. So, you know, he's just aligning himself with the Democrats, I think, just because he thinks it gets him a little closer to his goal. Because, you know, even though he won't ever be elected president, he probably thinks, well, I'll be this big cog in this machine, and I'll help move it towards, you know, because, again, the end justifies the means with these people, and it's literally scary to hear this kind of stuff.
Well, for the people that are working in the oil fracking business in western Pennsylvania and southeastern Ohio, and parts of Kentucky, and by the way, hello, Kentucky, parts of the Dakotas, North and South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, even parts of Nebraska. I want you to pay attention because Joe Biden has embraced the socialist Green New Deal, which is a job-killing war on energy written by Sanders and his fellow little compadre, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They're calling for a fundamental transition away from a free economy, a radical plan to eliminate all fossil fuels, ban fracking, and take a wrecking ball to the paychecks of hundreds of thousands of hardworking Americans.
Well, sure. Now, this is all under the guise of, well, we care about the planet, and we care about this, but they, I don't think that they really do. I think, mm-hmm. just as you said, it's a job killer, it's an mm-hmm. economy killer, and if they're successful in killing the American economy,
yep.
well, then they can sort of have their way.
And I heard somebody talk about, well, there's 30 million people out on unemployment that are out of work, and they've taken and cut their benefits, and it's so terrible and so awful. Well, excuse me, a phenomenon has happened with that 30 million people. You know what it is?
What's that?
12 million of them went back to work.
Well,
they got jobs.
Right. Yeah.
They got jobs. They went back to work. That means there's only 18 million out of work right now. They didn't tell you that. By the way, let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Pat again from Kentucky.
Yep.
I just wanted to say they're really pushing for the flu shots now, and they're saying, you know, kind of like they're intimidating people. You want to take your flu shot because if you don't get your flu, you do not want to have the flu with this virus going
around.
Well,
wait till they come out with a COVID vaccine.
Well, I'm glad you said that because, first of all, with the flu shot, my understanding is that people who have taken the flu shot, that when they're tested, they test positive. Now, all of these kids in school are
now,
testing.
That's your understanding from what? From rumor or something else?
No. I've heard it. I've heard doctors talk about it.
Okay.
On the
well, let me tell you something. I had a flu shot recently, and I get tested every 3 weeks because I've got the immunity in me for the COVID-19. I've already had this thing sometime last year. Don't know when or how. But I'm giving blood, so they take my blood and they make it into plasma units. I am constantly negative, and I've had the flu shot.
Okay, well, another thing that I heard on just a regular newscast, mm-hmm. you know, when they go for a break and come in,
mm-hmm.
they were talking about, I called you a few weeks ago and told you about the shot with that Fauci. I had heard that Fauci had done, and it was 666. Well, they had a snippet on there, and they were talking about how one-third of America did not want to take that shot. And Fauci, they had a snippet of Fauci, and he came on, and he said, yes, and that's terrible. He said, they're all afraid of the tattoo. And I thought, the tattoo? So unless it's...
Well, there's a lot of nonsense going on with these shot things, but here's the deal. Nobody's telling you got to get one.
Yeah, well, that's what I
Nobody.
Was worried about.
Nobody.
Because I...
Mm-hmm.
heard Alan Dershowitz before saying yep. if it's a pandemic, they could make us take it.
Well,
so
they can if it's a pandemic and you're sitting in an area where there's a pandemic, but I don't think you are in Kentucky, are you?
No. Well,
okay.
I mean,
it's called highest local authority again, so you need to listen to what your local health officials are saying, okay?
Well, I was just thinking because it was the pandemic.
Nope.
And then they had a snippet of Hillary Clinton, and she said she would love to take that. And I thought, yeah, I'll bet she would.
Yeah, okay. So, all right. Well, thank you very much, Pat.
I just want to tell you something. I love when you come on, how much energy you have when you say good morning, America. It just really, really just brightens my day, and
all
I
right.
love talking. So have a great night.
Thank you. All right, and that's Pat in Kentucky. Well, Kyle, there is nobody telling anybody they have to take a shot.
No, not at this point. I have heard, I did see a story about a college that wanted to acquire flu shots for students.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, in terms of making everybody get the vaccine or something like that, that still remains to be seen.
Sure. Now, can it be done? Sure. But again, highest local authority is what establishes it. And if the federal government wants to come in at any time and make it mandatory through the Federal Department of Health, the CDC, and all that sort of stuff, they can do it. But there's a process they have to do it by. They just don't say, well, we're going to go ahead and everybody's got to get this or that. But I do know this, 500 million doses of the vaccine are being developed in Europe right now, and they've already been bought and paid for, I think, is my understanding, by the federal government. Did you hear that, too?
Well, I know that they have these different things on track, with the notion being that the manufacturing of it early on would help, once it gets approved, quote-unquote, it could hit the ground a lot faster than if they had to ramp up later on.
Yeah, and when I heard that number, 500 million, I'm thinking to myself, isn't that more than the amount of people we have in the country?
That's true. That's
so
true.
I wonder what they're going to do. Maybe they're going to give it to other countries or something. But anyway, it is what it is. But our economy is moving along, and America has added 9 million jobs from May to July, beating market expectations 3 months in a row. And this is unbelievable. Retail spending, by the way, has fully recovered. It's now at an all-time high. It's back to where it was pre-COVID. And industrial production rose for the third straight month in July, with factory output up 3.4% last month after a 5.7% surge in June. Now, the NASDAQ just set a record. I think it was yesterday.
Well, exactly. Well, I think, Captain, that the people are just, you know, they're ready to go. I mean, they have seen what this economy can do. We've hit this terrible snag with COVID in terms of the economy as opposed to the physical aspects of it all. But they know that there wasn't something wrong with the economy, and the people want to get back to work. They want to get back to living their lives. They want to get back to, quote-unquote, normal. And President Trump is able to lead them there. And I think they understand, Captain, that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris would be completely insufficient to try to get this economy roaring again.
And I heard several times that the Defense Production Act had not been instituted because that was something he did during World War II. But guess what? The president has actually exercised the DPA and related authority 78 times so far. Wake up. All right, Kyle, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more. I'm going to get to the Truckers Highway and Bible Report for this hour. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. Now, the Captain's America Third Watch, Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your friends at the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there and find out that they're not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You're going to be really pleasantly surprised. And if you tell them the captain sent you, you're going to get yourself a free cup of coffee. If you got one of those Flying J Drivers Club mugs, guess what? You can fill that up with hot or cold drinks. So if you're not a member of the Flying J Drivers Club, the Pilot Travel Center Drivers Club, then you need to be. Make sure you join. It doesn't cost anything, and you get bonus points and all that stuff back too. Alrighty, here we go.
A 100 cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. Ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud, dust, and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie, saying I need that old white fire.
There he goes, the highway junkie strolling on down the highways and byways, and we're going to get right to it here because the fire weather threats remain critical and dangerous as heat continues in the west, and it's not going to let up anytime soon. Now, persistent and dangerous heat conditions across much of the west, dozens of records will be possible. Sunday in Death Valley, it was 130. Yesterday in Death Valley, it was 126. Now, this heat, combined with dry conditions and isolated to scattered dry thunderstorms, may produce new fire starts, gusty winds, some severe, with thunderstorms and possibly dry lightning, will produce rapid fire spread for any new fires and existing fires out there, too. Kyle, the big problems out west, take it away.
You're exactly right, Captain. 130 in the last 24 hours or so in Death Valley. So that is that's just an incredible ranking there. But as we go through the American West tonight, we're going to start in the American Southwest, Phoenix, the Phoenix area, Phoenix and Tempe, all through the southern part of Arizona. We're looking at temperatures 108 to 118. are projected. As we move over to the Southern California area, we do have more excessive heat warnings. Again, it's as if you took the entire Western United States map and colored it to be excessive heat warnings or air quality or fire weather warnings.
Yeah, we're not talking about red anymore. We're talking about purple.
Exactly right. And so, of course, here in the Los Angeles area and Southern California, Orange County area, we've got mid-90s, basically, but we do have triple digits out in the deserts and in the inland part of the state. And if that doesn't change as we go up through the Central Valley, go up through Fresno, Sacramento, excessive heat warnings there, excessive heat warnings all around the Bay Area, Santa Rosa, Oakland, San Jose, of course. And then as we travel up through Nevada, I mentioned Las Vegas, but, of course, up in Reno, in the Tahoe area and so forth, we do have heat advisories there as you travel up 395. In Oregon, fire weather warnings. Up in Portland, it looks like we have some air quality issues there with ozone. But Boise, Idaho's on the map tonight with 105 projected there as you travel up along Highway 84. Of course, still heat advisories over for Pocatello and Idaho Falls. Washington State, almost the entire state covered with excessive heat warnings or heat advisories. And the same can be said for the great state of Montana as well. And, Captain, in Utah, as you go down the 15 through Salt Lake City, another excessive heat warning there, 103 projected. And in Colorado, in the Grand Junction, also Boulder, Denver, Aurora, Centennial, Fort Collins areas, we still have that smoke from the wildfires, and that air quality alert is still going there. And hopefully it'll start dissipating sometime soon.
Wow. And, of course, we've got the poor air quality conditions again around the Metroplex of Dallas. Of course, they've been skirting with some warm temperatures, nothing like what's out west, though. Also in the Beaumont, Texas area, Houston area, on down towards Galveston, you've got some poor quality conditions there, air quality conditions. Going over into Michigan, the western side of Lake of Michigan, along Lake Michigan, the northern part of Indiana, along Lake Michigan and around Chicago, you've had some showers there and some more lingering showers perhaps during the day. Up in the northeastern quadrant of Michigan on Lake Huron, you've got some rain there in that area just north of Ontario. And over in Jersey tonight, we've got a few showers moving around Jersey and maybe the southwestern corner of Connecticut, too, at the current time. And that's what we're looking at. Now, I'm going to go back here and get back into the mix of things of what we've been talking about, Kyle. First of all, we talked about the economy, and a GOP win will be vital to the economy because of what I just told you Joe Biden is planning on doing. It's in their platform, for God's sake, about raising taxes and all that. We can't be raising taxes at this time in our history because it will absolutely tank the economy.
It will absolutely tank the economy, Captain. That's why we need to go back to the notions of the days of Ronald Reagan. We got to get more taxpayers paying taxes.
That's it.
Exactly. And of course, we need to keep taxes low, but a greater volume of people actually makes the difference. Otherwise, you see, when Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the DNC elite, the Democrat Party elite, when they look at you, they see somebody who they can say, well, we're just going to extract more money out of these people. We have these grandiose programs.
Yeah.
We want to do this and that.
Yeah.
And you're simply a bank for them.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you about something very strange that happened Sunday night, folks, as Air Force One was coming in for a landing in Washington, D.C. It was nearly struck by a small drone that was seen by several people on the aircraft. It was apparently around 400 feet as the plane was descending, and out of nowhere came a drone. Now, I have no idea, neither do the people that are investigating this, if there was explosives on the drone or anything like that, but that could have been a real catastrophe.
Oh, absolutely, Captain. This is something that we take very, very seriously, and you're right. People are saying they seem to have flown right over it. It was described as a small object.
It was coming at them.
Yeah, it was remarkable.
And they don't show up on radar because they're so small. This was a smaller one, and like I said, could have had plastic explosives or whatever on it. You don't know.
Well, that's right. And this is not a new phenomenon for Air Force planes, but certainly for Air Force One, it is definitely something that we take notice of.
And I'd be willing to bet you that there's not anybody, not a handful of people in the audience that even knew about that one. I found out about it, but I wanted to wait to verify it before I said anything. Now, Kamala Harris, you know, things have really changed. My, how things have changed. Kamala Harris is crying racism over the birther nonsense, but nobody did when John McCain was accused of the same thing she is, and Ted Cruz was accused of the same thing, which was a bunch of garbage, as it is with Kamala Harris. And these people that keep throwing that out there, they need to get a real grip on reality. Frank Silvato and I yesterday put that whole thing to rest. There is no, I repeat, there is no mechanism for enforcement of any kind. The vetting of the candidate running for president or vice president of the United States lies totally on the political party they represent.
Well, sure. And again, there's all kinds of double standards that we see going on when it comes to these kinds of things. And yeah, you're right. But Kamala Harris, of course, my concern is that, you know, at what point did she sort of think that all the stuff she said about Joe Biden was now just kind of okay, and she was just going to kind of forget about the whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that if it was the shoe was on the other foot, I think that people would be saying, are you now for Joe Biden and all the things you said he was terrible about? You know, that would be a good question.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with hour number two, Kyle Warren 2. And, oh, by the way, when we come back, you think the Bernieites and the squad Democrats are going to sabotage Joe Biden? Did they get everything that they wanted? Well, I don't think so. Odds are pretty good that they're not going to just jump in lockstep and move along. Here we go. All is not well in La La Land. And I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.